Virgo, it was so nice to meet you in a virtual mode.
Thank you. All right, now's a better time. Now I'm in the drive-thru, so we good.
All right, too,
perfect. Man. Right, it never ends. Fucking food now. That's just shit. Goddamn body on Barrett needs some food, right?
Yeah, you got to fuel it with something.
I thought I was bionic, or at least everybody else thinks I am, so, you know, I try. Anywho,
well,
what's going on?
Yeah.
Right, so tell me what it's going to cost me, straight up, no bullshit. I don't need to run around, you know what I mean? I'm a straight up forward straight shooter, so you're not going to lose me or gain me by saying anything. Less is more, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I just wanted to check to make sure what I'm offering, something that we can actually put you on to. So real quick.
Oh, okay.
You're doing remodeling and, like renovations, like general contracting for the most part, right?
So yeah, I mean, I'm one of the, I'm not like that conceited asshole, but I'm one of the select few that is an actual, like, legitimate, all service contractor. Like there's nothing that I do not do. From cutting down trees, removing driveways, building patios, porches, landscape, hardscape, like you name it, I do it.
Okay. Perfect. So that's perfect. You really are a general contractor. And with that, of course, you're licensed and insured and everything with that, right?
Correct. Yes. Yep.
Okay. Perfect.
Yeah, I could do it, but you know, it's like, no, I could do it just as good as anybody else and probably for less of a price too. So that's kind of how I keep my rapport, you know, fair, excellent, and
straightforward,
no bullshit.
Okay. Well, yeah, I think, like, where you're at, just basing off of the notes that Tara left me, she does a really good job at kind of giving me some insight to you. You're, like, at a point where you just want some consistent work. You're not wasting your money on advertisements and things like that.
Well, the thing consistent work, I'm actually, if we're being real, like, I'm busier than I would like to be. Like, my phone doesn't stop ringing, and that's without advertising. That's all my own personal, like, word-of-mouth business. So really the main goal is I've spent a few thousand already, not really, sorry. And it's like, I'm not getting what I need from it. Somebody to advertise, like, I need to expand.
Jesus.
I need to expand. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I need the clientele to expand, or else what the fuck's the point of expanding? I can make way more money and just keep doing what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Yeah.
Anyways, if that makes any sense to you, sorry.
No, it definitely does. You're looking for something that's going to actually utilize your money correctly and help you expand.
Right, and I don't want people calling my phone to waste my time either, you know what I'm saying? Because I get enough of that, and it really just pisses me off and makes me not want to talk to anybody at all. Thank you.
Okay.
And I'm a really nice guy, too, so it's just like, but dude, you get a lot of shit kickers that just literally have nothing better to do. But drag your ass out there for a free estimate knowing damn well they ain't going to get the work done. And they didn't plan on it, really. It seems like most of the time anyway. So,
right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to avoid that shit and then pay like $1,000 a month for it. Because that shit, then when people start calling me about advertising, that's when, luckily, she was, normally that's when I start to be like, oh, yeah, go fuck yourself. You know?
Yeah, I can definitely get that. Yeah,
I'm a business
man.
I'm not like a, you know.
Yeah, because those platforms, at least from what I've seen and what she put down for me that she'd been on, like the Home Advisor, Angie's Leads, and Yelp, those guys, how they operate entirely is essentially because they get leads off of the internet and then disperse them to you as well as everyone else that
subscribes. And they tell you that they're not giving them to everybody else and they're only picking you. And I'm like, okay, so let me ask you this. Just because you give some Joe Schmo my number who's, you know, thinks that he may want to get some insulation put up in his attic maybe a few months, maybe next year, maybe never down the road, apparently at some point. And so that counts as a lead and I got to pay you for it. Well, no, fuck that. Sorry. Pardon my friend, but fuck that. I don't want to have to go through an app to get a different number that links me to this number. I just paid you for it. I want my phone to ring. I'm not going to call people and pay for it to call people. Like, I'm not cold. If I wanted to do that, I would stick to my... I'll tell you what, all the business I have right now, and I don't advertise typically, and all the business and jobs that I'm working on right now are from myself, and I've already paid about $2,000 in the last 15 days in advertising, and none of it has come from, so that shit, that's the shit, that kind of pisses me off. I might as well just go to the casino, and I hate the casino. Like, with a passion,
yeah.
Because
Yeah.
You know, I might as well just literally, I don't mind helping homeless people, but that's even worse than not helping homeless people. I might as well just wipe my ass with it. Really. I mean, it's just say,
yeah,
fuck it, not help
going
nobody.
To you. If it's not going to anything at that point, for sure.
No,
and it puts you into a field that you don't even realize on top of that. Not only you're having to jump through all these hoops just to connect with them, but the person themselves, when they're on these platforms, the actual client or a prospect themselves, when they submit to you, they're also getting a submission to like 15 other guys that are in the area. And a lot
right,
of those
right.
same
and,
prospects are just trying right. to get the lowest quote available. Those guys are generally going onto those platforms
too.
Trying to find and lowball at the end of the day.
Right. And you know what? It's like I give, like I'm a very fair contractor with my prices and I provide, and when I, okay, I provide all my work that I give people, I provide a workmanship guarantee. If you tell me to do it the cheapest way fucking possible and I say, you know, hey, I'm not going to give you, you know, a workmanship guarantee because I'm not going to come back out here and fix this every time because I'm telling you what's going to happen and you just don't want to pay for it, that's one thing. But if I'm building you a new porch, if you're paying me, I'm going to give you a lifetime workmanship warranty and that is always good, signed, dated, lawyer, all that shit. So most people don't do that. And a lot of people, like, I'm not, like, for example, somebody called me way out. I drove, like, 45 minutes out. The people really wanted the asphalt driveway. It was, like, 200-something feet long, 8-foot wide. They wanted it made out to 10-foot wide, put a whole freaking fifth wheel pad in. The whole drive, the asphalt had to be ripped out, pre-existing. Then they wanted it all premium, thick, black, where it looks black and slick all year round, right? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
They wanted that. And that's going to be more expensive, obviously. I gave them, I originally quoted them 29. I said, you know what, I'll come down to 24. And I said, if anybody else tells you that they can do it for you and it will look like what you want for cheaper, I'll personally pay for your driveway. Like, seriously, that's how straight up I am, because these guys out here just be robbing people. And it's like people are so, like, nobody understands what it costs to do shit anymore sometimes, I feel like. And like, nobody really also understands what it costs to waste my time for 3 days and make me drive 45 minutes, give you two different estimates and amendments, and for you to just be like, well, you know, this guy was, like, you know, a couple grand cheaper, and I'm going to hate it when it's done, but fuck it. Yeah, thanks anyways. Like, that's what makes people want to start charging for estimates. And, like, that's when I start to get agitated and I start to have zero patience. I get worked up, and I'm just like, fuck it. You know,
exactly.
I'm just going to do this. Pardon me. I know I'm a difficult guy to deal with sometimes.
No, thanks for letting me know. Thanks for letting me know. That really puts in perspective for me what you tried in the past and definitely what hasn't worked too well. And we're just essentially going to take you entirely out of that whole entire space. And in fact,
yeah,
the actual...
Yeah, I can't right now, to be honest with you. Like, seriously, because they're just charging away and I'm like, I'm just getting angrier and angrier, but I haven't had the time to deal with it either.
Right.
So... You know, it's just like, if you guys can get people calling my phone, I have no problem. If you bring me 20 grand a month, I have no problem paying you $10,000 a month. I really don't. Because I'm spending money to make money, and it's actually proving to grow into fruition. When I'm just sitting there throwing money at bullshit, and I feel like I'm just being, you know, the wool pulled over my eyes like a doofus, then that's when I'm, you know, I'm giving you
right.
shit. You know what I mean? And like... So,
yeah,
but also
well, what that's going to look like, man, like with us being able to make sure that you're getting actual marketing that's not going to put you into that same pitfall is essentially utilizing the ad space that they use for themselves, like Yelp and Home Advisor. How they get their leads in the first place is they buy out ad space that's called Google Verified. Have you ever heard of that before or maybe seen it?
I know it. I basically know it's a fucking scam is what I know. I know that. You're talking about the other guys, right?
No, I'm talking about how they even get their jobs in initially, like how they actually get people onto their site. It's called something called Google Verified, and they use Google's ad space to get in these people. They buy in essentially a spot on the very top of the first page of Google, and
they
get
the people who click.
Yeah, and those people then go through that ad space and then go on to their platform. And then from there, these people type in anywhere from 5 to 10 questions. And then their needed job submits to you as well as everyone else. So they kind of re-rock the actual lead by itself and throw a surcharge on it. And then on top of that, it gets shared with you and everyone else that's in the area.
So you're basically door knocking onto people that really don't even necessarily always want to be bothered, and then you're breathing down their neck with 10 other people, and now everybody's pissed off, and it's really just... Yeah.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Yeah.
So
essentially what we want to do is just get you over that and just hop over that all entirely and get you that ad space specifically just for your business. That way, when these people are contacting you, they're live on the phone for one. They're contacting you directly. It's exclusively your lead. It's not getting shared with right. anyone else. It also and weeds out a lot of these lowballers. Yeah, it also leads out a lot of these lowballers because a lot of those prospects go onto Yelp. They go into HomeAdvisor, Angie's Leads with the idea that they're going to get the cheapest job. Generally, when they go through this ad space specifically and they're clicking onto a business like by themselves that's being promoted, they generally know they're not going for the cheapest guy. They're going for the person that's individually Google verified, which is a big thing. They check for your license, insurance, background check, really making sure you're a foolproof business before you actually even get put onto that platform.
If I could get, and I don't mean to cut you off, sorry, I'm bad at that sometimes, so please don't take it personal. My girlfriend yells at me all the time. It's not intentional, but, so if I could get, the thing about it is, because usually I can be the most fair, quickest, most efficient, and produce just as good, if not better quality than the top-notch guy who, you know, you're paying for the name at that point. It's like a freaking, you know, literally like a car, you know? And so, but at the same time, I can give both that quality and, you know, that fair pricing, which is what I pride myself on. I'm not, you know what I'm saying? So if I could just get the right advertising, like my plan would, I think I would have no problem expanding and dominating. Like I wanted to take over, like I want to dominate. You know, I want my company to be the Frank's Basement. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and this would definitely take care of it. I honestly haven't put on a single client of mine that hasn't found like a night and day difference from where they started at to where they are. So I definitely
I understand that too, you know. So
yeah, I definitely think it'll make a drastic difference and really help you with that expansion. And it won't hurt your pockets near as much as you think, man. I mean, I want to say that we don't just stop with Google with you. We'll take care of pretty much everything else you need on the internet when it comes to actual marketing. Like, you're going to show up at the top of that first page on Google, but also underneath there's a bunch of different links from different places like Thumbtack, Bing, Safari that are still like on those relevant ends. So when you're on the first page of those, which we're going to do for you, we're going to make sure that you show up as the top results on those platforms as well. You'll be spread pretty much everywhere relevant that someone might go to try to find any type of general contracting. We will also take care of Facebook for you, putting about 400 ads every single month on there for you.
Really?
Yes, sir. We're a full-fledged marketing company is what I'm trying to get at. We have partners.
So can you build me a website?
Yeah, I was actually going to say that next, that included within this package as well is we'll build out an entire website for you, uniquely for you. We'd like to use your own pictures, of course, put all of your own services, reviews, and anything.
I know the next thing you're going to sell me with is you're going to have somebody automate it for me too, right?
No. I mean,
I was going to say I might actually buy it because I don't have patience for it. I really don't. I'm bad with the patience thing because I need to get a secretary is what I really need to do because I get so – and, like, the only – I don't mind talking to people. I don't mind doing the legwork, but it comes to a point where, like, it's hard for me to do what I do. You know what I mean?
Oh, I get what you're saying. Yeah, and the automation, like, I misunderstood what you said.
Because I thought somebody could take care of it, you know, and I don't have to be talking to, you know, Joe Schmo for with this and that. Well, I'm, you know, not saying you're Joe Schmo, but, like, for example, when I'm trying to buy materials and I got somebody that, like, you know, a customer that's explaining what they want, but I'm literally shopping for a job that I need to get finished before I even get to them, but they don't care about, you know, they think that they're first and every, you know, I'm always for the customer, but every customer always thinks that apparently they're your only customer. So,
yeah.
You know,
Well, what we could do, because we give you, like, a business line. Now, this thing still rings directly to you. It just helps us out with security and weed out a lot of spam and spoof calls. It also helps us with the analytics and deep dive into it. But what we can also add to it for you is the Google Virtual Assistant. And that thing, it can take, like, kind of a more in-depth voicemail for these people. It can actually ask it questions. See what these people are specifically asking about. So I think that would help you out a bit. We could definitely
do
that.
Like you see on the apps, like the AI, when they're like, oh, you know, I had this AI app, you know, answer my phone for my business, et cetera, like that thing. Does that shit actually work or no?
Yeah, it definitely does work. I mean, they're really getting that technology together where it can ask some pretty complex questions to get to kind of the bottom of why these people are contacting you and essentially if it's worth contacting them back. So we could definitely manage that for you.
Awesome. Cause that's the biggest thing. It's like, because that's definitely a huge important part, but it also, I feel like it also, like, that's a big game changer having something like that taken off of, say, the contractor, especially like me. I'll work 7 days a week, and I'll work sun up till sundown in order to make, you know, to get a whole first floor renovation done in 15 days and make 30 grand and be like, okay, that's how we do it. You know what I mean? And imagine, right. I can just imagine if I didn't have to make all those little silly calls and shit, I could double it. You know, and that's just on my own. So, like, that's,
right.
that's a big thing. Like, that's, like, something that, like, I would actually
exactly.
pay for, but I never have seen to get exactly what it is I need.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, with all this stuff, it's pretty new out there, so it's not, like, widely known and widely accepted on how you actually get to it, but we'll
right.
take care of all the
right.
technical know-how and taking care of that. Now, the reason I'm recommending Google Verified is because when you actually get these leads, you don't pay for them right off the bat. First off, they have to actually call you and get on the phone, and even when they do that with you, you don't actually get charged for that specific lead unless it ends up in a booked face-to-face appointment or an estimate, which in your industry, it's generally really hard to give an estimate for something over the phone. So more
right.
likely than not, it'll be that booked face-to-face appointment are really the only times you're going to get charged for a lead.
And 9 times out of 10, too, when I see person. Like, I drive a Ram 2500, like, not for nothing, but I get 7.4 miles to the gallon. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I ain't complaining about it, but at the same time, it's like, yo, you just, like, this shit ain't, you know, it adds up $80, $90 a day just in gas.
Yeah, definitely, with that big thing, for sure. You got to make sure that it's going to be worth your while if you're going to travel somewhere. So we'll definitely do everything to make
and
sure
just,
of that.
I'm not even concerned. I guess I'm just reiterating more. So it's like, it just ties back into the like less wasted time and resources and money for bullshit that is unnecessary and was never going to be anything to begin with. So like, I'm just kind of commending you for like, you're on the right track. I mean, I don't know. I've had a long day and I'm just talking out of my ass. Maybe, I don't know, but it sounds all right to me at the moment. So fuck it. Right.
Well, perfect, man. So that brings me to the next point. This isn't something that's going to hurt your pockets that much, really. It's something that's entirely designed to bring you back around.
Well, easy for you to say, right? Right? There's no over on the
yeah.
other side. No, I'm just kidding. But anyway, so what are we talking? Like, just
so there's two fees associated. There's an initial fee of $4.99 to get you on board and get everything started. We're going to get like your website produced, some initial advertisements out there to bring in some jobs, but the meat and potatoes of that first month is definitely going to be getting you verified on the Google platform for those guaranteed leads. Because they have to get your license together, you got to get your insurance, they're going to do a little background check just to make sure you're 100% trustworthy before they actually initiate you onto those leads. Google really wants to make sure you're 100%. And then once you're actually verified for everything and we get you onto that platform, then we can actually make out your budget for the leads. And how we start you off with is we make out a budget for 13 leads, like a 13 lead minimum, really anywhere from 13 to 16 is what you get from that budget, but generally about 13 is what you can rely on.
And let me ask you a question. So you don't charge, so like for say, I get a lead, right? And that lead, I pay for that lead and then I end up getting the job from that lead. Then do you guys take another cut or anything of that like type deal or no?
No. The only time you get charged is generally, like we said, I mean, you can get charged for giving an estimate, but generally that's not going to happen. So you'll only get charged for the lead when you actually book the appointment. And then after that, there's no additional fees or anything like that. We're not taking percentages from your.
And is that always a set fee per no matter the job or whichever lead it ends up being considered or would it
Yeah,
be,
generally it's going to be about $36 for you per lead.
Oh, okay. So it ain't like 115. Then we're going to tack on another. Like when Angie's Leads first came out, I was like, you guys got to, like, when they tried to tell me, you got to be fucking kidding me. I'm like, so you're sitting here telling me that you want me to pay you, like, it was like a grand or some shit a month for something. I have no idea who you're, what even works, right? Then you want to say that every time some person, some fake person, no less, decides to half-ass reach out, you're going to charge me. Then if I get the job, you're going to charge me and more for getting, I'm like, you guys, how do you, people buy that shit? I'm like, mm-mm.
Yeah. Yeah, I've had quite a few of my clients come over from them.
That's robbery. And they're like, well, no, I don't know how we do the biggest, you know, the biggest this and this for 10 years now. I'm like, yeah, it's because you're new to it. Like, there's not many other people who do it. It doesn't mean you don't suck. You're just the biggest company because you're that good at producing that many crooks that quick, I guess. I don't know. I can be an asshole at that time. It's like, you guys suck, you know. And they try and convince me I'm wrong. And I'm like, listen, all I know is that money talks. And you take and don't produce, and that's all I know, and that's enough to stay away from me, you know?
Right, exactly.
Look, if you make me 50 grand a month, I don't mind paying you 15 grand a month. I don't mind paying you, hell, even 20 grand a month, because to me, that's worth it.
Well, for this 13, man, for the 13 budget, like, because we make out that budget, and it's completely at your discretion. You take on that lead, and that's you get the actual book face-to-face appointment, that's the only time you're getting the actual lead taken from you, and it's completely at your discretion, like, to actually have that book face-to-face appointment.
So for those
it's $452 just for that, and then that's completely basing on whatever you take from it, and whatever you don't use from that budget just rolls over to the next month. So that's going to just be replenished depending on how many leads you take on. The only monthly charge thereafter would just be $249 a month. Now, that's to maintain everything else, like the Facebook ads, your website, all the other listings. That's essentially your monthly charge. And then the $452 is just going to be a basis off of your budget. It's not going to be something that's charged every single month. It's completely on how many leads you take on. So you're looking at that $499 entry, and then the second month, just to make up your budget and pay for that month.
Once you get everything certified, that would be the second payment would be. So today you only need four something from me?
Yes, sir. It'd just be $499 today to get you started.
All right. Let me know when you're ready for the card number.
All right. Let me go ahead and take that. I'm also going to ask some questions after that. Now, to make sure first, Zach, how did I spell your first name?
That's another thing. Everybody always does this wrong. That's another quick way to, like, really just annoy the piss out of me. I swear to God. I know I keep saying I want to rush everybody off the phone, and then I start telling some dumbass stories that nobody cares about, but I'm going to tell you anyways because I want to. But, like, these guys, I was going to apply for my truck, and they kept telling me I was getting denied. I'm like, how the fuck am I getting denied when I'm looking at my truck? There's no way in hell. Spelling my name wrong over and over and over and over again. I get all these loan things. I'm like, these idiots literally to this day still didn't get my name right or anything, and that is why they said I had a locked credit report. I was like, yeah, guys, I bought a truck somewhere else. See you later. You guys better figure your shit out because it's really not that hard. It's a couple letters. You know, so, like, silly shit like that. So I appreciate you taking the time to fucking actually, like, say, hey, how do I get the right spelling? So anyways, now that I just, you know, told you something you don't give a shit about, I'll give you the money, which you do give a shit about. So it's Zakery. Right. I know, it's strange individual. I'm sorry. It's Nailbone. Nalbone. So that's N as in Nancy, A as in Alpha, L as in Lima. Sorry, traffic. Sorry. Okay. L is in Lima, B is in Boy, O is in Oregon, N is in Niagara, E is in Echo.
Awesome. So, like, and what's a good email for you?
zjn.apin@icloud.com.
Awesome.
I suck at multi-tracking. Sometimes I swear. And somehow I build houses quickly. I don't understand.
And for this transaction today, what kind of card would we be using?
Credit card, I assume, right?
Visa?
Visa or MasterCard, you mean?
Yeah.
Give me 1 second to locate my the wallet that I just had that I fell off my lap because I have too many different things in my pocket. It's, I'd be a... Fuck, where is it? MasterCard.
MasterCard. All right, yep. Great. Let me just apply that.
You know what I really hate? When you're driving and you can't find your fucking sunglasses. That really grinds my gears.
Oh, yeah, that's the worst endangering your life over it, man. I always keep, like, two or three pairs in case of that exactly.
You know what the fucked up part is? I do have two or three pairs in here. Hey, it ain't even sunny, though. That's the kicker. Tell me how that fucking works. That's backwards, right? It's really overcast, rainy. You know, I just don't like looking at people sometimes. I'm just like, let me be, you know? Everybody wants to, like, look into your soul, and I'm just like, all right, be easy there, fella.
All right, so I'm ready for that card number when you are.
All right, it is... 5527-3601-5460-3857.
Thank you. And the expiration date, please.
627.
And the CV code as well, please.
You're not a scammer, buddy, are you? You guys could have just hook, line, and fucking sinker me, right? That would have been a spiel and a half. No, I'm just fucking kidding. 913.
Thank you. Now, for
my girlfriend's
a
psychopath, and she's abusive as hell, so I'm a very big goofball when I'm working, so. You know? I go home and get battered, you know, it's crazy. When I can snap her like a toothpick, or somehow I'm getting abused. Tell me how the fuck that works.
You gotta...
The fucked up world we live in.
Yeah, if you can't laugh at it, you're gonna cry at it, so. I definitely
yeah, you know
that.
What? You can't break me. Ah, that's what I say. Keep on trying, because it ain't going to happen. I just well, keep on coming. I always
now,
win, though.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's
not
that
fight. I don't mean the fight. I just mean in life, I guess, because, like, hey, I'm still happy and you're still a bitter bitch, so who's really getting the shit under the stick, right?
Yeah, at the end of the day, that's what matters. You're winning the battle, not the war.
Yeah, absolutely. And people now, they're just too short game. Nobody thinks long money. I always think everybody's about the now. I prefer delayed gratification myself, but just like I'm doing to you right now with this guy. What else did I got to give you? I'm sorry, I'm rambling.
I just wanted to check with you on the billing address right here. I have 4907 Clifton Parkway. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
All right, great. And then... I did try putting in your email. I think I got it wrong. So, again, could you give that to me? It's ZJN Apex.
Oh, so you got Z as in zebra, J as in Joseph, N as in Niagara, and then it's dot, and that's A as in apple, P as in Peter, I as in indigo, N as in Niagara, and that's at iCloud.com.
Okay, thank you. And then before I'm actually able to process this payment itself, it's called our voice verification script. Just giving you a full rundown of everything we have going on. It's essentially going to give us just a full rundown as well as just as an added form of protection for yourself. I'm going to go ahead and start that for you. But, Zach, if at any point I'm going through this and you're confused about what I'm saying, please feel free to stop me and I'll make sure to clarify anything you need. Does that sound good?
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Is this something that you have to do, I'm assuming?
Yeah, it's just part of the thing. It doesn't take more than really 5 minutes.
Oh, okay, because I was going to say, I got 3 minutes until I pull up on this job, and I'm already a little behind, so at that rate, I'm definitely not going to be paying much of attention to anything that happens. So if anything, I would just say, I'm just going to leave you on automated and let you do your thing, and just so you can finish what you got to finish, but... You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'll wrap this up real quick. This is really like the last thing we got to do. Okay, let's jump right into it. So for the accuracy of your order, please clarify the name of your business.
Okay, that's another thing. Okay, so my business, I usually do it as my LLC is ZJN Apex Innovations LLC, but I usually put it as, you know, like built different construction is actually my DBA.
Okay.
I probably felt mentioned that like an asshole, didn't I?
Well, that's exactly why we asked that, so that's no problem at all.
So yeah, it's built different construction, and then it'd probably be so much easier if you could see my logo. Do you have a number I can send my logo to or no?
Yeah, when we get you onboarded, like, we're going to set up all those things for you to send us over, things like that, so we can put that onto your website, to your Facebook.
I feel like it would have been a little easier for you to, you know, understand what I was saying. But yeah, usually I do in small lettering because I have a more than one company, so it's kind of like my umbrella LLC, if you will. So I use that DBA. Oh, suck a cock. But sorry, traffic. Love honkers.
I got that down. Your DBA is a built different construction, and then also your actual LLC is the ZJN Apex Innovation. So we got that down.
Yeah, so I usually do it like built different construction, a product of ZJN Apex Innovations LLC.
Gotcha. Makes sense. Please state your name and title within the business.
Owner operator, Zachary Nailbone.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
The only one that is, yes.
Great. And you're an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes, that would be the only one, yep.
Now, if you'd like, this next part I was going to give you our direct line, but would you like me just to text it to you instead?
That'd be a lot easier.
Okay, I'll send that over to you here shortly. And the next part of this, it's really, really important for us. In the first 7 days we get you on board, Zach, just to have some fluent communication with us. We'll need things like your license, your insurance, some pictures, just to get everything rolling for you as soon as possible. After we get all of that, we can pretty much do all the heavy lifting for you. It's just those first 7 days are really crucial. Do you agree to give us all that information, just those first 7 days, have fluent communication?
Yeah, is it all going to be on, like, say, the same phone number? Like, can it be, like, a 716 number and not, like, 12 different 1-800 numbers and shit? Because that stuff just...
I'll give you our direct line, and then you'll also get a account manager with this, and they'll be essentially your center point of contact with everything. So that won't be a problem at all.
I can make that deal with you.
Perfect. And do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? Essentially, if you hire anyone else on to do marketing for you, you at least just let us know about it so we know how to accommodate it.
Yeah, I'd say, hey, can you guys match this? You know, and then if you can't, then I'd say you're fired. No, I'm just fucking with you. But yeah, I would.
All right, so your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, October 20th, 2025, in the amount of $499. When the second payment is completed, your monthly agreement will automatically renew each month in the amount of $249. This will be a reoccurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225, which is the number, the direct one that I'll be texting over to you here shortly. You must speak to a live...
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. You have to get
piece. You must speak to a live representative to prevent charges on your next month of service. Contact us at least 3 days before your next billing is due.
What do you mean prevent charges? Oh, if you cancel it, you mean you said? Sorry.
Yeah, just 3 days before, because it's going to be charged every 20th. So contact us at least by like the 17th to prevent anything from getting charged.
So it's not 400 every month. It's actually two something, you said? Is it just the first one?
Yeah, the only monthly charge you have is $249 a month. And then the only thing that will be on top of that is just going directly to your Google Ads budget, which would be like for the minimum 13, it would be a maximum of $452. But that's completely reliant on how many leads you actually take on, you know, because whatever you don't use from that budget just rolls over to the next.
Understood. Okie dokie, awesome. That's even, you know, nice. That's even better than I.
Well, Zach, I want to be the first to congratulate you, man, and welcome you on board. I do think this is going to really help you out. It's definitely what you're looking for, to stop messing around with those leads that are just getting you nowhere. We'll definitely get you right on track and just hop over that stuff altogether. Now, there's two things we need to do. I understand you're pressed for time, so you probably don't have time for this, but you got sent a text as well as an email just now. It's our terms and conditions. Now, Zach, when you get the chance, please get those signed for us. We definitely need those taken care of, but I understand you're in the middle of driving. You're getting somewhere, so just take care of that.
I just pulled up on the job, too. Yep. So
just one more thing before you go. We have to schedule your onboarding. It's about a 45-minute call at your best convenience with our specialist to get everything rolling for you. What would be the best time to do that? We have availability today as well as the rest of the week. When would you like to do this?
As late as possible, possibly today, would be your best time to get me because I'm not very busy after I get this done. And hopefully it doesn't take me as long as it – this should be a quick one, but every time I feel like I say that, it ends up being a fucking nightmare. So we'll see.
Okay, so the latest we can do it is going to be 6 o'clock your time.
He should be good by then today, actually. So that'd be probably
perfect.
Honestly, the only –
And I'm sorry to cut you off, but this phone number we've been using, Zach, the 716-936-1320 is the one you're going to want to be contacted by?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Well, I'm going to go ahead and schedule us for that 6 o'clock call, your time. I'll actually be at the start of that call just to introduce you to the specialist that's going to be conducting the interview and get the two of you acquainted. But otherwise, Zach, there's nothing else we need to do. Just take care of those terms and conditions and get them signed when you get the chance. But again, man, welcome to Local Slash. I'm really excited for you. I think this is going to be the start of a long-lasting relationship.
I sure hope so, because otherwise it's a waste of time now. Right?
So, yes, sir.
All right, man. I appreciate your help. Thank you for everything, and I guess I'll get that taken care of for you, and we'll be talking soon.
Awesome, man. I'll talk to you later, Zach.
All right. Sounds good, man. Appreciate you.
No problem. Bye.
Bye.